Let's go back to the phones. This is going to be hard. It looks like a coded number, 00000, unknown caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Jack, what's up? It's me, Louis B.
Hey, Louis, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. I'm glad you're finally bringing this out. This is, please don't feel bad about this. Because, I mean, you have a different style of doing things. And sometimes people who are doing the wrong thing that are making the movement as a whole look bad need to be exposed. Because if they continue doing what they're doing, the rest of society then to them as the example of what we all are.
Well, it's interesting you're calling in because I was a guest on your show on Crotch Shot Radio. People can look that up.
Yep.
And we were talking about this very thing. And what was I doing? I was sticking up for Luke Radowski, sticking up for We Are Change. And I was telling you, I'm not my brother's keeper. And if you think it's bad in New York, I mean, look what's – you should know what's going on in my backyard. And I've just finally reached the breaking point, Louis.
I've gotten ridiculed for going after Luke, you know, because I demanded transparency. You're demanding transparency. It's nothing wrong. This strengthens the movement because it forces people to have to think for themselves and actually open their eyes and wake themselves up to see what's going on. And then, once I was kicked out of We Are Change for demanding transparency, it forced me to start doing things for myself more, start relying on myself more, start doing my own research, starting my own radio, and taking the initiative and going out there on my own. So basically, it was a blessing in disguise because it strengthened my backbone to do things. So, please don't beat yourself up.
I love Luke like a brother. You know, I told you he once gave me the shirt off his back. I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. He's obviously been somewhat co-opted by Alex Jones. I mean, again, here's a carrot and a stick. Do what I tell you, or else. He's seen what happens to people that don't obey. We saw what happened to the Loose Change guys, how they have been split up and affected by all of this. We saw how Dylan Avery was accused of killing Barry Jennings. But because he wouldn't get right on the phone with Alex Jones and do an interview with him, I've got to go do a conference with these people next week, and I'm sorry that it's under these circumstances, but man, I'm getting this out now. I feel better already. I got to tell you, just letting this out finally and getting this out into the open, Louis, I already feel like I've taken a metaphorical shower here.
Yeah, I mean, look, the truth it sets you free. The truth does set you free. And, I mean, sometimes you just got to... I mean, like, my tagline on my show is, I go after corruption. I don't care whose side you're on. It's if you're corrupt and full of it, I'm going to expose you, and I'm going to put you on Front Street.
Yeah.
And that's tough to be... You have to be that way. I'm not... You know, it's not trying to start a fight. It's trying to, help people...
Well, we're all doing the best we can. Louis, before I let you go, because I got to get to all these calls, I mean, did you hear the Deborah Medina clip with Mark Davis, and did you feel like she was calling you despicable personally?
No, of course not, because, look, Ron Paul says that we are 9/11 truth is ridiculous. It's not. But I don't hate Ron Paul. He has to do to stay elected and stay electable. Electable. I mean, sorry.
We're not asking you to. It doesn't mean you're going to sell us out on the Second Amendment. You're going to sell us out on the Constitution.
Yeah.
This is something very simple. We're not at the place where you can come out as a 9/11 truther and be elected governor of Texas. But I got to tell you, after that Glenn Beck interview, 9/11 truth all over the mainstream radio, all over the newspapers. It could be said that Deborah Medina has done more for 9/11 truth than just about anybody.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, but you're not going to get the perfect candidate. You're not going to get a candidate that is going to have all your ideals, all your beliefs. You're going to have to compromise.
We're all people, and we do make mistakes. Sure. And no, she hasn't handled some of this perfectly. That does not mean that she isn't fit to be the governor of Texas and to help us fight to get our freedoms back here and to put the stake in the heart of these two Bilderbergers. Thank you, Louie. I appreciate the call. Crotch Shot Radio, folks. Check it out. It's a good entertainment and good news.